In the runs, so in the run, El Lav in Sarch Das. It's about 15 lines from the top of the page. Okay, so the more it has to be a case that he's using his own Paris and the Bialim of the grain, the mutter, and our scenario that's going to be Shimon, did not appoint him as a shliach. Reuven, the mother, is doing it on his own, and it works. So you see, it only does. Now, Zataran, my the custom of mixes nusli, that which you have in some of the versions in the Gemara, the phrase, quote, Riyamar Tzarch Das, Hokamahani Le, unquote. So the round lishon yaseiruhu, it's a repetition. It's extra lishon. The kavar minan ilayim aladaita shabal kri hakem mahanele. So he advises taking it out. We have an argument yamer tzardas hakem mahanele. So the round suggests to take that line out. Some more says no. Kedamar rab b'amar kol roitza. So where did Rabbi say this? Says, like Rabbi said somewhere else, where did it say it? He said it in the next piece of Gemara. So just the same way Rabbi said it in regards to that, so he did not appoint him directly as a shliach. He made a declaration to anybody who wants to do it can do so. For Truma, this is sufficient. The Begili Das Bilchud, the Nichalei Sagi, just by expressing that he's agreeable to it, is sufficient.
Who was around before it?
Yeah, the Gabi Mudr Hano. But this is not an express action of making a Mishliach. So, now, Pasha Duran means like this. Again, we're talking a scenario where Reuven is taking from Reuven's own grain, which is Tevel, and making a Truma on Shimon's tree, on Shimon's pile. Shimon's, what he grew from his fields. For Reuven to go into Shimon's pile and take off Truma, he has no authority to take off Truma from Shimon's pile. That in each lichus. Reuven's ability to take his grain and make it Truma, he doesn't need shlichus for that. He has it's his item. He owns it. He has power over it. He has authority over it. To make it to work for Shimon is what we're discussing over here. And the Gemara for that purpose, even if you say you need das, the level of das you need for that is that Shimon should be agreeable to that. You don't need a bona fide, a full fledged act of making him a shliach.
Should be agreeable or would be agreeable?
He's saying I'm agreeable. All you need for that is that I'm agreeable to that.
Should be agreeable,
right?
If you say without his knowledge, that would be.
No, that's not sufficient. That's just saying our Shad Lamor is, do you need his das or not?
Yeah.
So we're going right now. Maybe you do need his das. What we're saying is the level of das that you need is not that he's aware of you specifically and he arranged with you specifically. He makes a declaration, I am agreeable. That's the das that you need. You need das. It means it has to be done with this person's express intent that he agrees with, but it doesn't mean that he appointed you. You don't need shlichus. You need das. Das means...
He wants it done.
He wants it done. So... this level of das, we're saying right here, Gili Daita, which the Ron's saying, I'm just making a declaration. I'm revealing to the world, this is what I want. That's not shlichus. That's why by Mutter Hanah, it's not going to be Osir, because it's not shlichus. For Reuven to go to Shimon's Kree and take off from Shimon's Kree, he's like, who are you? Well, I'm the neighbor, you would say, there you need shlichus. The authority for him to take off from Shimon's Kree, he needs Shimon to make him a shliach. And that would be also by Mutter Hanah, because then I'm acting for you. I'm acting as your agent. Over here, Reuben has his own tree. He doesn't need it. He's taking from his own thing. He has he's the Bialim. He has power over it. That which he wants to use it to part of Shimon's tree, we say, you know what? That's what Shimon wants. Well, he said he wants it. Good. If I do it without Shimon wanting and saying Mustami, he's going to be agreeable, and let's see what happens afterwards. That's not good. According to this thought process, and that's more shallow. Maybe that is good enough. But we're saying no, that's not good enough. But if he said before, and that's what he wants, okay, so that's what he wants. But at that point in time, it's not a regular din shlichus. That's what Ron is saying. Begili das b'chud nichale sagi. He just has to be megala das that he want that he's nichale that this is acceptable to him. That's enough. But gabi mutter hanolok choshi mahana kim lo machi le either shliach behedja. He didn't make him a shliach. Okay, now, so the Ram, we have to be careful in the language that you say. He says, let's say he says like this, hey, you out there, I don't know who you are, whoever hears what I'm saying, go and take truma. So the Ram, shlichus malyahabi, that's shlichus. I'm pointing whoever that person is. I don't know who it is, but whoever that guy is, I'm saying go take truma from me. Oh, that's shlichus. That's already a problem. That would be usur by mutter hanra. How do I know that? So how mina perka mader kolot shemea curly yozun shlichus ka'avid umafkin in law. Shlichus ka'avid. The more it says over there, if he says kolot shemea curly should go and support my wife, he's considered the shliach of the husband. Now, umafkin in law miratam perakam haiskabel, and the Gemara and the source of it is from a Gemara in Gittin. I don't know why he had to do the ksuba step. He went straight to the Gittin step. Kabiget mahani maget nichlichus. Reuben wants to divorce his wife. He's going out to a dangerous place. He's worried about his wife. The worst case over there is the guy's stuck in a pit. He thinks he might die. They don't have any kids. He's going to have to fall for Yibum. His younger brother is 6 years old. She's going to have to wait 7 years before he can do Yibum. It's a mess. But there's nobody there. See, he makes it. He calls up from the top, the bottom of the pit. He says, "Whoever hears my voice, go and write again for my wife." Now, so Shmerel's walking by, he hears it, and he goes and writes a get for the wife, and he gives it. Does it work? Well, you need shlichus. Shmerel can't divorce Reuven's wife. He has no power to divorce Reuven. He needs a parsha shlichus for that. Well, the answer is, kol Shmerel kol yichtiv get leishti, is called shlichus. So that's called shlichus. So then back to our Gemara by Mutter Hanno, that'd be Osir. He's acting as a shliach. He's giving him the benefit of the service of being his shliach. Okay. Mio kiamrina the truma mia mahani. Okay, now, but let's go back a step. Okay, so the truma, we're saying kol shemea curly yich roim would definitely work. If I wonder how know that'd be awesome. Right, the person says kol roitzel lichum yich roim. Whoever wants, do whatever he wants. So I'm not anyway requesting it of you, as opposed to kol shemea curly. I'm giving a command. I mean, it's a request. I'm saying it as a form of a request, but I am saying what I want you to do. I am asking you to do this for me. You can say no, but I'm asking you. Right? And when you do it, you're doing it because I told you to do it. That's called shlichus. Kol roitzel lichum is up to you. But he is saying, when you do it, I'm giving you the authority to do it. So that lashon works. The whole lashon metzios who? That's sort of like a middle hava. It's a middle lashon. Shemogin he legabi mutter lo havishichus shlichus. The truma mias mahani for truma that works. Al yomer kolot term eno mafsid. Says if you do it, you know what? You're not going to lose by that. After that, feel legabi truma lo mahani. That maybe that's not enough. The lav mitlishem al yehu kishayav biyitrum. And I'll prove this to you. Maybe that's why he brings the more ksubas, because the more there are ksubas, the more it says. He says, he's doing it on authority of the Baal, so he has a right to go back to the Baal and get paid. If he says kolazon eno mafsid, well, echad bezon eno chayiv l'shalim v'lo shavish liyaklal. I said, you know, if you do it, you did it. You're not going to lose. He says, okay, so pay me back. Well, I never promised that. I never. You're not acting because I said so. So you did it because you wanted to do it. I said, I promised. Okay, so take me to the bezel. We'll figure out whether I have to pay you money or not. But he's not considered in any way being authorized by the Baal. The difference, he has a right to go back to the Baal. He said, then it's no question. I promised you to do it. Okay, so we'll discuss what level of a promise is. But in regards to the fact that he's acting in authority of the Baal, and therefore the Baal is meshubit to him, because he's I didn't authorize you. I said it. If you want it, person who does it gets benefits. I meant to, you know, so I never appointed you at all. So that's not a shlichus b'chlal. So Dr. Ran, by truma that you need shlichus, so even though there's a shlichus of it's your career, you do whatever you want, you have that power to make it, but it should work for me, you need gilui das that this is what I'm agreeable to, right? So kol ha'tarei meino mafsid doesn't even have that. It's even less than that. That's a lesser level of shlichus.
Okay. In order to do it, though, the Torah says that he needs to come to a parson of shlichus mitzvah. Does it not? I mean, that's what they learned out from the pasuk.
There's two ways of saying it. One is really you need a parsha shlichus over here, but the problem by Mutter Hanno is tzivui, not shlichus. When I tell you to do something and you listen to me, that's the problem by Mutter Hanno. So it's not the service which is the isser, because we see from the Shabbos of Beda, you also serviced me, but that's not the isser. Right, that we judge on the dinim moment is what benefit I got. There's another issue over here. If I tell you to do something and you listen to me and do it because I said so, so that relationship of me telling you what to do and you listening is also my mutter hanah. I didn't tell you what to do. It's a kol ratzalit from yom mitra. But regards to authority, I gave you rights. So regards to the halacha of shlichus, so normally say shlichus, I sent you. I didn't send you. So that, in regards to that word shlichus, sending, I didn't send you. So that's not. There's always my mother. In regards to authority, I gave you authority. Say call Roy Shlichus, turn me up a mitzvah. If you want to, you can do it. So I said you could do it. So regards to authority, I gave you authority. That's how Tosfos says it. Which is a nice way of saying it. The Ran doesn't say it like that. The Ran throws a lashon of gili das. So that's what I'm explaining. In the Ran, I think the point of the Ran is the Be'etzim, there really are two elements why you need shlichus. By a normal. Every case of shlichus, not over here by Truma, right? Like, you know, right? So, we have three sources for shlichus, the Morning Kedushin. We have one of them is by Gittin Kedushin. The Chazal Darshan says by Get, Lashon Vashilcha, is a Lashon he can do it through a shliach. Then we have by Karban Pesach. Every member of Klal Yisrael shechted. Obviously not. Each korban, one individual shechted. Many people on the korban, one person shechted. They didn't all shecht together. And by truma, this is gamatam the rabbi shulchacha. So forget a truma for a second. By kedushin or by get comes along Shmuel, he wants to divorce Reuben's wife. I said, who are you? You have no power to divorce Reuben's wife. So the shlichus is that the husband who has the power to divorce his wife has to actually empower the shliach to do it for him. That's one type of shlichus. Karban Pesach, right? So I don't. The Shaykhid says, "Well, without shlichus, I can't shecht." That's not true. Shechita does not need shlichus. You shechted it. You shechted it. Right? The korban is kosher without shlichus. Elamai, what you want the mitzvah? So you're not empowering me. I don't need your power. You want that you should get credit for doing it. So you asked me to do it. I did it because of you. Therefore, you get credit. So shlichus really has two elements: it's the credit issue and the empowering issue. When I get the truma, so in the scenario of truma where Reuben is going to Shimon's pile, taking off from Shimon's pile for Shimon, they say, "Excuse me, sir, it's not yours. What authority do you have over this to do anything with it?" So that Shimon has to empower Reuben and make him a shliach. He also has to authorize him, but he also has to empower. In our case, Reuben is taking from his own pile for Shimon. So he doesn't really need to get the power of the Hafrasha, because he has the power of Hafrasha. The question is, how does his Hafrasha work for Shimon's thing? So the question was, what the Rana is saying is the need for shlichus that you have in the scenario is not your regular shlichus that I'm empowering you, but rather it's just a gilidas and nichale. All I need to do is to say this is what I want. So therefore, when you're doing it, it's called you're doing it for me, and therefore you have a right to affect me. It's more closer to the credit issue than it is to the empowering issue. I think that's what Ron is trying to walk that line. Okay, back on the Gemara. I'm saying that we have shlichus where baget that the shlichus generates a whole new power that a person does not have before. He's divorcing somebody else's wife. He doesn't have that power to divorce somebody's wife. He gets the power. You have by shkita that he doesn't need any power at all. He can shecht on his own. That the sender should get credit for it and get brownie points in Shemayim. He should get the mitzvah. It's because of me. You're doing it because of me. Therefore, I get credit. This type of truma where he's using his own tree, you don't need to. It's more than credit, but it's less than empowering. That's the wrong thing. For that level, Gili Das, the Nichole is enough. So we're holding about halfway down the page. So Boimene is the end of the last two words in the line. Rabirmi is the first two words in the next line. Rabirmi asked Reb Zeira the following question. So Reuben is taking his tree, his grain, and making it truma for Shimon's pile. So therefore, Shimon's pile is now mutter. So assuming that works, who gets the rights to decide which kohen it goes to, and therefore gets the benefit of the kohen being makar tov to him? Mirminan. So what's the argument? Do we say Ilav peri the heich mimisakta kaya the hahu? Without Reuven's fruits, Shimon's pile will not be corrected. Not so therefore Reuven is what really is making it. Reuven's peri is what's making it happen. Or you could argue the other way around. Ilav kaya the hahu, but without Shimon's pile, lo havim peri the thing truma. Reuven's fruits wouldn't be truma. They're being made truma on Shimon's. They're only called truma because of Shimon's. They are the hafrasha from Shimon. Okay, Amar Kro Ace called Tuas Zarecha Benosato. Okay, so you're talking about the you have to be mafresh on Tuas Zarecha. So that's the one who grew the grain. Benosato, and he gives, and you give. So it sounds like that in our scenario that would be Shimon's grain, which the flush is being made for. So he's the one who gives. So Shimon would decide where it goes. Basically. Term as Trumosov, Vesmasrisov, Lazatov. So Reuven can be Mafrish, Truman Meister, from Reuven's tree for Shimon, l'datoy, like you said before. Now, v'yaret tevus anot the balak tri hakam mahanile. See if Reuven gets to decide what happens with it afterwards. So Shimon got all Shimon got out of this was that he took off the Isser from his grave. But if Shimon gets to decide what to do with it, the Moreh Kedushin discusses that Tavis HaNoah is actually a financial benefit. Giving to a Kayan, therefore he's marker type to me, and at some point in time I will need him. That's a business relationship. I can call that has a value. So Reuven, by doing this, Reuven gave to Shimon X amount of Truma. So he doesn't own it. It's not his. It's the Kayan's. But Shimon gets to decide where it goes. Shimon's getting a financial benefit out of that. So Reuven's being Mahana Shimon a financial benefit, which is also by Moreh Hanoah. So if Reuven gets to decide where it goes, so Shimon says, well, what do I have out of this thing? But you're telling me, you're arguing, Reb Zeir is saying that it's up to the Shimon gets to decide what to do with it. It should be also by Moreh Hanoah. Elo Shimon Otevus Hanoah Delay. Delay. You know what? I'm sorry. I have to tell you that I do this every time I learn this Gemara. It's like one of these. The Gemara says a mistake once it goes in. The Moreh Shiloh was in a case where Reuven is being mafresh from Shimon's pile for Shimon. That was the Shiloh, right? So Reuven did the act of hafrasha, but it's Shimon's grain. So of course Shimon, the Moreh says, so Shimon decides. The Moreh says no. That you see that Reuven, since Reuven did the hafrasha. One second. I'm wrong. So what's one second? I'm sorry. The case is stop. First version right. Reuven taking from his grain for Shimon. He's making his grain truma for Shimon's pile. And who gets to decide what to do with the truma? Fine. That's our shaila. That's not the case of the Mishnah. I'll tell you the case of Mishnah is something else totally. The case of Mishnah was Mishal Balakri, Al Shal Balakri. That Reuven, the case of our Mishnah was that Reuven's being mafresh Shimon's grain for Shimon. So Reuven's not giving Shimon any benefit at all. He's doing his shlichus. That's where we said this idea that we quoted earlier. This is where we said it. Okay. So there's no right from our Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking on a case which is not our case. Our Shiloh right now, which we're discussing, is Reuven is using his payers for Shimon's pile. The case of the Mishnah was Reuven is taking from Shimon's pile for Shimon. Okay. Toshma. So we have not proven. We answered our question on Reb Zeir from our Mishnah. We have no Raya from a Mishnah one way or the other. And let's see if we can bring a Raya from the Mishnah. We can bring a Raya to the Shiloh that Reb Zeir is answering based on a pasuk. Maybe we have a Raya more than that. Toshma. Damar Revol Reb Yechon Hamakdish Moshev Chaimish. So Rebekah said three dinim. The first two are not really relevant to our Shiloh. The third one is our Shiloh. Reuven being mafresh from his peiris shuma for Shimon's pile. Reuven gets to decide what to do with it. Not like Reb Zeir. Okay. Now what are the first two cases? Which again, that's not our discussion. But the more Rebekah said these three halachas, they put them together. So these three halachas over here, we're dealing with a non-ownership. Okay? When a person is mafresh truma, it's not his. It belongs to the Kayan. Person is makdish behemah, it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not really his korban. But in some sense, we consider him the bialim. Because the law of the Torah says that when a person is makdish something to the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't belong. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. And he wants to go to be part of it. So we say that comes along a stranger off the street, wants to be paid, he's paid it at cost. The Bailim who was makdish it, they have to, when they're paid, they have to add a fifth. When they're paid. Okay, so what will be in a case where Reuven, Shimon needs a korban, chatas, and he doesn't really can't afford one, so Reuven says, no problem, Reuven's a kavir, Reuven says, I'll do you a favor, I'll be makdish this behemoth for you to use as a korban. Now the behemoth gets a mum, so you're part of the behemoth. Who is most of the chaymish? It's Shimon's korban, Reuven was makdish. So Dr. Yochanan, ha makdish most of chaymish, because there's another halacha that if a person, the Torah says you shouldn't do this, but if you do it, it works. If a person has a korban, an animal says, you know what, I want to exchange this korban for a different korban. The halacha is both become kaddish. The only person who could do that is the person who it's his korban. So Tamura, it's Shimon's korban, not Reuven. So if Reuven would make Tamura, it wouldn't work. Reuven says, you know what, Shimon, I was marked as this animal for you, but you know what, I changed my mind. Get this animal instead. Nothing happens. If Shimon says, you know what, I figured out what the way to pay my own, I'm going to exchange this animal for this. Both are kaddish. Because Shimon's the Bailim, the guy be the Hakrova, Shimon's the Bailim. The guy be the Hak, being Makdish, and Reuven's the Bailim. So that's where you have this similar scenario. There's two parties. So now in the case of Truma, where Reuven's being Mafrish for Shimon, so there's a noise for Reuven. Fine. Let's leave the run for tomorrow.